Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is really daf mem gimel, but we're going to start and we're going to learn today daf mem beis. And if possible, we're going to try to get back onto schedule every day by learning a little bit more if possible. So we're starting on mem aleph omid beis, four lines from the bottom of the omid where it says, Omer papa. Zokti mara. Peter shiyatsu chutz letchum v'chozru afilu b'meizid. We're talking about Peiris that left their tchum. Now, just like we know that a person has a tchum every Shabbos, his belongings, his animals, and his Peiris also have a tchum. And their tchum is the same as his tchum. So just like he's not allowed to go beyond his 2,000 amis, so the Peiris and Behemoth are not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amis either. So what happens if a person goes out of his 2,000 amas? In other words, he violated Hilchos Tchumen. What happens? So then he is, if you will, punished, and he has to stay within his Dalet Amos. He cannot go beyond Dalet Amos. For the rest of Shabbos, wherever he is, he's got to stop and stay in that Dalet Amos. He cannot return to his regular Tchum Shabbos of the 2,000 Amos because he's gone beyond. The only exception to the rule would be if he's only gone 2 or 3 Amos beyond the 2,000 Amos, because you get an automatic extension of 4 Amos. So you're able to walk, if you will, 2,004 Amos. But once you've gone beyond 2,004 Amos, you're stuck where you are until the end of Shabbos. If, however, you were schlepped out of your regular makom by, for instance, goyim that pulled you out, or ruach ra, so we spoke about that in the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek Mishnah, itziu nochrim oy ruach ra, goyim unfortunately schlepped him out of his normal residence, his normal abode, or a ruach ra, Nebuch unfortunately evil demons attacked him, or he got Nebuch spaced out, if you will. Nitcher for Dati, Rashi says. Anyway, Ela Dalet Amos. Once he goes beyond the 2,000, he only has 4 Amos. Hechziru, however, if they brought him back into his regular Tchum of the 2,000 Amos, Gilu Yotze Baruch Hashem, he's back to square one. He's able to walk the full 2,000 Amos in each direction, like usual. Okay, so there's a lengthy discussion in Mishnah. Getting back to our Gemara, now you have the same thing. Amar Papa, Peiris Shiyotze Chutz L'Tchum. What happens if someone took the Peiris outside of the Tchum? Again, either the owner by mistake or on purpose, or Goyim, somebody, something, took the Peiris out of the Tchum of the Baalim, of the owners. And the Chazru, and they return the Peiris to the fold. What happens now? Says Rav Papa, Philo B'Mezid, even if it was returned, b'mezid, in violation of Shabbos, the person who brought it back knew that it's Shabbos. He knew that we're stuck in that Dalet Amos limbo land, but he brought it back anyway, b'mezid, lo'ifsidu es mekoyman, they do not lose their spot, meaning they return to the fold as if they had never been taken out in the first place. My time, what's the reason why? Anusa ninu. Because as far as these payers are concerned, it's not b'mezid. If you look at the Peiris, it was done against their will, meaning that they have no way to go and stop you from taking them. They're, after all, totally inanimate. So, for them, even though the person who schlepped them might have done a b'mezid, but if you look at the, how does Barry always like to say it? If you don't look at the gavra, if you look at the chefza, as far as the chefza is concerned, as far as the Peiris are concerned, they're anusim, it was against their will. The mere force is Rapapa, lo yifsidu es mekayim.
They have no will.
Exactly, because they have no will. Eisvei Rav Yosef Bar Shami le Rapapa. Rapapa, you said that so easily, but Rav Nechemi of Rav Elezer, who of course are Tanarim, and special Blazim and Yaakov, that normally we pass them like him, Kavanoki. Oymer, what did they say? Oymer Maserat Yechselam Koyman Shoigigin. If someone took these papers outside of the Tchum, Osur! Unless they are brought back on Shabbos within their mokim bishogeg, it says very clearly shogegim b'mezid loy, as that's totally against what our papa said. Everything, Gemara, you're right. Tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. Deciding we have a price. that this braisa on the surface doesn't immediately scream out the machlokes. We're going to have to interpret and understand this braisa. So the braisa begins Peres sheyotzu chutz l'tchum. Again, the same case. Peres wants out of the tchum. Now, as opposed to the case that the pup was talking about, that chozru they returned, they're still in no man's land. They're still within their dalet amos chutz l'tchum. And somebody comes upon these peres. Is he allowed to eat from the peres where they are? Now, how could somebody get to the peres? After all, it's outside the tchum. Says Rashi, it's talking about a person who it was not beyond his tchum. It was beyond the tchum of the original Baalim that put the peres there. David, welcome aboard. Please mute yourself if you'd be so kind. Okay? So peres sheyotzu chutz l'tchum, peres that came from outside the tchum, so although the Baalim themselves can't eat it because it's beyond his tchum. However, what happens if he has a friend who made an Erev and is able to walk in that direction another 2,000 amas? Or someone who lives in a town or a city on the other side, where for him it's within the 2,000 amas, and they all see Reuven standing there and saying, "Oy, those goyim, they took my peres away, what am I going to do?" So Shimon raises his hand and says, "Reuven, would you mind if I eat one of your peres? You can't eat them anyway. It's Shabbos, you can't get there." "No problem. Just don't forget to make a big bracha so I can say Amen." So, b'shogeg, if they were taken out of the tchum, b'shogeg, yechlu, you can go and eat it. No problem. B'meizid, however, if they were schlepped out of the tchum, b'meizid, lo yechlu, then don't eat it, don't touch it. It's a shtikl, knas. You had no business taking it out of the tchum. Now that's the Tanakam, and remember, we're not talking yet about a case of Chozru, which was Rapapa's focus. Rapapa said, Yotzu v'Chozru. So far, from what we have learned, we have no proof to either way. Reb Nechemya introduces for the first time, Vim Koyman says Rashi, Im Chozru Im Koyman, if they've been reinstated, returned to their original Makayim, then Yoichlu, then you can go and eat it. Shloimim Koyman lo yoichlu. So Reb Nechemya basically is telling the Tanakama is that as long as they remain Shloimim Koyman, they have not been restored to their original place, they're still in no man's land beyond the Tchum Shabbos, lo yoichlu, you can stand on your head, mekenish es, and you can't eat it. Fine. Now, Reb Nechemya on the surface, l'choyim, is a little bit of a disconnect in terms of apples and oranges. Because the Tanakhama is not talking about a Chozru case, he's just talking about a Yotzu case. It's from Nechemya that talks about Bimkoyman, that they have been returned to their spot. How do you interpret Bimkoyman? Ilema Bimkoyman Bimezid. If you're going to tell me that, what's Nechemya say? Here at the top of the oven. Nechemya says, Bimkoyman, if they've been returned to their original place, you can eat, no problem. Frekti Gemara, what is that Bimkoyman Yechelu? Are we talking about that it was returned on purpose? The person who returned the peiros knew that it was Shabbos, and he says, "I don't care." He did it b'meizid. It's not possible that that's what Nechemya is talking, because we already quoted on the Omid Beis when we asked the Kash and Rav Papa, we quoted the Braiser of Nechemya, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oimrim, Li Oilom Asurin, Achi Yachsuru, Yachsuru Lemkoimim, Shoigin. The only time you're going to be able to go and eat, if it goes back to its Mokoim, Bishoigin. Darshanimar, Bishoigin, Bemezid Loi. Only Bishoigin, not Bemezid. Oh, so therefore, when it says at the top of the Omud, that Bimkoyman, which really means Chozru Limkoyman, they return to their spot, Yoichlu, it cannot be talking about a Bemezid situation, it must be talking about a Shoigig situation. Aha. So El Lav, so therefore Reb Nechemya said Bimkoyman on the top line, when is Yoichlu? Yoichlu is B'Shoigig. Taf gets returned to the spot, it's B'Shoigig. Okay. So far, this from Nechemya, as well as the previous Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, they're still disagreeing with Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa said that if Yotzu v'chozra filo v'meizid v'yitzidu es mekoyman, and here Rav Nechemya, as well as Rav Lezer ben Yaakov from the Amud Beis, keep on saying v'mekoyman yochelu, that's davka if it's b'shoigig. So Gemara v'chasuri machzra. But now that we've explained Rav Nechami in that fashion, let's go back to the beginning of the Braisa, and let's see whether we can reformulate the Braisa, so we have a connection between the Tanakhama and Rav Nechami. Because remember the Tanakhama doesn't mention a word about Chozrulum Koyman. So how does Rav Nechami come on the scene and say, oh, one second, Tanakhama, be careful. If it's Bimkoiman Yechel, who's talking about Bimkoiman? So therefore, let's amend the Braisa slightly. Again, we begin the Braisa. Tanya, what does it say in the bottom of the Omid? Peirush Shiyotze Chutzlutchum Bishoigig Yoichlu V'mezid Lo Yoichlu. That's what it says in the bottom. But now we're adding. What is this said? Shaloi Bimkoiman, that they have not been returned. Because that's the Parshat Pshat, right? Yotzim Koyman doesn't say anything about returning. So that's Shloim Koyman. Al Bim Koyman, if they've returned to the original source, the original place, Afel Bim Mezid Yoichlu, even Bim Mezid you can go and eat. And this would be exactly like Rav Papa, because that's how Rav Papa started off. Perish Yotzim Chutzim V'Chozru. So this would be exactly like Rav Papa. And that's why Rav Nechami is saying, I respectfully disagree, Tanakhama, as well as Rav Papa. Even when they return to the place, only b'shoigig and not b'mezid. So stop here for a second. We can put a semicolon over here, not a full two dots, because we're going to continue.
Is this the same person, though, who took it out of the tchum and then brought it back to the
Makes no difference. Makes no difference.
Okay.
No problem. The bottom line is, Rav Papa, who started off our Gemara today, saying that Peter Shiyotze Chutz Tchum, the Chozra, Philip Ben Mezid, they get reinstated to the original position, says our Gemara, it's a machloikis tannoim. The Tanakam of this price holds smack like Rav Papa. And that's why he said, Perishiyotz chutz v'tchum b'shag yichelu, mezlu yichelu. Said the Gemara, v'edvar mum shaloi bim koimon. Al bim koimon afele bim mezid yichelu. That's exactly like Rav Papa. Rav Nechami who disagrees. Rav Nechemya holds, like Rav Nechemya and Rav Lezman Yaakov of the Amid days, you only can eat it b'mkoyman if it returned b'shogeg, not b'mezid. Fine, zayikit. Is l'choyra, says the Gemara, I can say that Rav Papa's halach is a machloikis tanoim. Zok Gemara, loy, you have no right that it's a machloikis tanoim. It could very well be that both the Tanakhama and Rav Nechemya both disagree with Rav Papa. So that our original kasha on Rav Papa, that Rav Papa said, "Afilu chozrim amazed lo yitzidu es mekoyman." I'm very sorry, Rav Papa. The Tanakhama disagrees. Rav Nechemya disagrees. Rav Lezman Yaakov disagrees. Everybody disagrees with Rav Papa. Why? Says in my life. Sekon zayin b'meizim mekoyman dekuli yama lo yipligi the osur. Skon zayin, if it's b'meizid, returning to mekoyman, could be that everybody disagrees with Rav Papa. And they all hold that even if it gets back to its mekoyim, if it's not b'shogeg, it was returned b'meizid, you cannot eat their osur. V'hoch b'shogeg shaloyim mekoyman b'ligi. So what's the machloik is now between the Tanakhama and Rav Nechemya? Not in the case of returning to their Mekoyman. That everybody agrees. Everybody, at this point, the Gemara says, returning to Mekoyman, the only time you can go and use them, eat them, have them, take them, pull them, put push them, is only if it returned Bishogig, not like Rav Papa. So, what's the Machloikis? Bishogig Shaloi Bimkoyman Pligi. What happens if they were not returned? But the reason why the Shloibim Koyman is someone took it out Bishogeg. Didn't mean to be over on Shabbos. He didn't realize he was going beyond the 2,000 Amos. It was a Shogeg. It's Bishogeg Shloibim Koyman Pligira Tanakhama son Bishogeg Shori Shloibim Koyman. That's the Tanakhama. That's what he says very clearly. Here in the bottom of the Yomid, Perishiyotze Chutvetchum, they are still Shloibim Koyman. If it's Bishogeg, Yoicheli, you can go and eat. And that's what the Gemara says. Bach b'shoyg shalim koyim pligi. Tanakhama said b'shoyg shari shaloyim koyiman. B'shoyg it's mutter shaloyim koyiman. Then Nechemya said, "Afilu shaloyim koyiman in shaloyim koyiman loy." Reb Nechemya says, oh, no. If it's Shloimim Koyman, even if it's Bishogeg, it's still Osir. Because it's beyond the Tchum. You're not allowed to have anything to do with these Peiris. They went beyond the Tchum. You can't take them, you can't eat them, you can't move them. You're stuck. Or these Peiris are stuck where they are. Of course, until after Shabbos. Reb Nechemya says, I feel the Shogeg Koyman, in Shloimim Koyman, like the whole heter of Shogeg only applies if they return to their source. And if it says Rashi, according to Reb Nechemya, you have to have shnayim limalyusa. You have to have two conditions to allow for the use of peiros that we went beyond their tchum. What are the two conditions? Number one, it's got to be restored to its original place. It's got to be bimkoyma. And number two, it's got to be restored bishogeg. On the other hand, if it was restored to its place, bimezid, no good. If it stayed outside its tchum, even though it was schlepped outside of the tchum, bishogeg, also no good. You have to have both ingredients. And that's what the machloikis is. The Tanakhama says, shalobim koman, meaning that they were taken out. But loichazru, then it's okay, it's bishogeg. The whole thing was a shogeg. I didn't do it on purpose. Oh, you can go and eat it if it was a shogeg. Says Reb Nechemya, oh, no. If it's shalobim koman, it's totally asur. It went beyond the tchum. I don't care if it went beyond the tchum because of the shogeg. Lamaisa, it's asur. You want to go and be materit, bachila, and to go and take it and carry it. It has to be restored to its original place. And it has to have been that it was restored, bishogeg.
The incentive is, if that's the only way you can eat these peros, and a person is hungry and wants to eat these peros, the incentive is that they will bring them back, but amaze it. I mean, it feels very counterintuitive that Chazal would give an opening like this, where they're incentivizing something to quote unquote do something bishogeg, when, you know, it seems very strange. And none of these are Rabbi Akiva or Meir saying Tchum is
oh, it's all Jabban, it's all Jabban.
So it feels like they're giving a tremendous incentive here for someone to kalach or yad, close their eyes, kick the payros or something, and get them inside, back to, and by the way, it says back to Mekomim, it doesn't mean all the way back to where they started, it just means within the Tchum, yes?
Presumably. Just says over here that the Gemara always uses the term Chazulim Koyman. I'm assuming that it means within the Tchum. Rashi in the Mishnah said Hechziru L'Teicha Tchum. Okay. It doesn't necessarily mean back to its original Mokad Mamish. It means within the original 2,000 hours. Anyway, if it would be a Deraisa, that would be a reason for Chacham to be goes there. If you're going to allow to eat it when it returns Bishogeg, then someone might do, as you said, a Kalachayad Mit Aroma, whatever, to make it look like it was
exactly
a Shogeg. However, since it's Drabanan, presumably the Chum didn't add yet another layer of Gezerah. And so therefore they said, if it comes back with Shogeg, fine, we're not going to ask any questions. It comes back with Mezin, no good. So again, so V'alcha B'shoi B'shloi B'mkoyman P'liyim, Tanakam said B'shoi G'shori, Shloi B'mkoyman, like they say expressly here in the bottom, it's Shloi B'mkoyman, B'shoi G'chelu, V'mechem Yisavar, after the Shloi B'mkoyman, in Shloi B'mkoyman, Loi. And that's why V'mechem says at the very top, if they came back bishogeg, that's from Nechemya and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It's restored to its mokaim yoychelu, but only shogegin. Shloimim koyman. If it's shloimim koyman, even if it's a shogeg, lo yoyachlu. You cannot eat of it. Shloimim koyman. Even if it came back bishogeg, and that's what he was saying. Nechemya said, "I feel a shogegim koyman in shloimim koyman light." So at this point in the Gemara is saying very clearly that unfortunately Rav Papa has no hook to hang his hat on, because neither the Tanakhama nor Reb Nechemya hold Rav Papa's chidush that if the Peiros went out from the Tchum and returned bemezid into the Tchum, that they would be mutter again. Says Yimah, okay, from that braisa, you have a good point. But let's go back to the original braisa that we brought at the very outset. Which means, shogig in the mezid loy. Now, Reb Nechemya, Reb Lezman Yaakov are not talking in a vacuum. They're addressing somebody. Somebody must have said X, and they're saying, oh, no, we disagree. Because you see the Lashon. and Mechemet, Rabbi Lezion Yaakov, Oimim, La'oilam Asim, they're always Asim, Ashiachsalam Kaim, and Shoyigin. So what did the predecessor say? The person that they are addressing, what did he say? Machlal L'chari said, the Tanakama said, Mezin, Nami Shari. The Tanakama said, the important thing is that they get back Lam Kaiman. I won't ask any questions. Shoyigin, Mezin, Mezin, Shoyigin. If they chazal Lam Kaiman, it's already mutter. Says Rav Yaakov, "Only oil on Masun is going to remain awesome forever." So you see from their emphatic statement that they are responding to a Tanakhama that must have said, "As long as it gets back l'mekoman, even the mezid is mutter." And they go, "No, it's got to get back b'shoyigin." Shmaminos. The bottom line is from that reading of the initial brisa that they brought, says Rav Papa, I don't hold like Rav Mechemet and Rav Lezion ben Yaakov. I hold like the Tanakhama that says that as long as it came back, even if it came back with Mezid, that is sufficient. Okay, so we started from Papa, and we've concluded that in fact it's Machlokes Tanai. New shtick. Omrav Nachman Amashvu. Hoyi Mahalach ben Yedei Tchum Shabbos. Person lives wherever he lives, and he doesn't know where his Tchum Shabbos ends. Many, many religious communities today, they have signs as you leave the town or the village. They have a sign, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. So people should know not to walk beyond that. However, this person didn't have the benefit of such a sign. He's now walking in Shabbos and he doesn't know how far he can walk. And he'd like to walk the maximum. So what should he do? On Shabbos he can't go and take a measuring stick. So Mahalach Alpayim Psiois Beinonios. We're talking about a regular individual, not an Oigimelech HaBoshen type, a regular person who has normal size feet. So then he can walk 2,000
strides,
yeah, but that'd be Beinonios, middle of the road type of strides, like a regular normal individual's gait. Bezui Tchum Shabbos. And then if he does that 2,000, then he can assume that's 2,000 amis. And the reason for that, Rashi says, is because the size of your regular person, again, we're not talking about Oigmel HaBoshen, we're not talking about a midget, a regular, normal individual, his feet, typically from toe till the heel, is about a half of an amma. And when he walks, his gait is typically another half an amma every time he takes a step. So if you had a half an amma, another half an amma together, it's an amma. So more or less 2,000 psias, you're okay. So that's halacha number one. Nu halacha. V'yomer Nachman HaMashmur. Shavas bibika. Person was Shabbos, for instance, Friday afternoon. He wasn't able to get home in time. And he's stuck in a bika. Bika is a valley. Often bika was full of farmland. And he's there smack in the middle. And he knows that wherever you show base on Shabbos, you automatically have 2,000 amas. So he put down his tent or his packages, whatever he had, and he measured out in all directions, 2,000 amas. That's how much he can walk in Shabbos. Okay. Now, the kifur nochrim mechitza b'Shabbos. As he's sitting over there and learning the daf the whole time on Shabbos, then nochrim came by, and they felt bad for this fellow, apparently, and they decided to go and build an enclosure around where he was staying, and more. So, where he was staying was a total of 2,000 amas in each direction, and the mechitza around was, let's say, 3,000 amas in one direction. So this person could walk 2,000 amas, and then there was another 1,000 amas beyond that he could not walk, but now is enclosed in that mechitza. Says now Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, Mahalach Alpayim Amah, the rest of Shabbos he can continue walking is Alpayim Amah, that hasn't changed. Umetalta Bekula, and he can be metaltal in the further, let's say, 1,000 amas, in my example of a 3,000 amma machitza, so he has another 1,000 amas, he can go be metaltal in that additional 1,000 amas. Obviously, you cannot go and carry in that additional 1,000 amas if you're not able to walk in that additional 1,000 amas. That's why that's why Rav Nachman of Yeshua says, Ayidei Zerika, you can go and throw objects. The reason why you can go and throw objects in that additional 1,000 amas is because of the fact that now that he happens to be mukif machitzois, he's able to go, it becomes like a reshus hayochid, and this man Yoma holds that a machitza that came out on Shabbos is kshmei machitza, so for purposes of carrying, he would normally be allowed to go and carry from one end to the other. But the problem is, because of his tchum issue, he cannot walk from one end to the other. He can only walk 2,000 out of 3,000 amos. So he can carry without walking. How do you carry without walking? By definition, that means ayidei zrika. So he could theoretically go and throw a ball and have it ricochet and stuff like that, but he's not allowed to go beyond his 2,000 amos. Rav Huna Amar, Mahalach Alpayim, I agree with the first part. No reason why he can't walk the 2,000 amos. But he can only metaltel dalid amos. He can only metaltel dalid amos even within his 2,000 amos. In other words, not only has he not gained by these machitzas, he's actually lost by these machitzas. Because, well, he really hasn't lost. I spoke too quickly. You couldn't be metaltel anyway more than dalid amos, because until now there were no machitzas or rum and rum. So, anyway, he couldn't be metaltel. Yeah, he can metaltel an am in each direction, but that's it. On Shabbos, he can't go beyond 4 hours. Okay, so now that he put mechitzas up, I would have thought that now to Shusa Yochid, he'd be able to go and carry. Says Yimor No, says Rav Huna, you only have the original 4 amos, nothing more, nothing less. You have not gained anything by the fact that the goyim put up the mechitzas. Frank Yimora, why? L'choyle what Rav Nachman said, Nitalt b'kulay deiz rika. I don't understand why not. After all, now it's a bona fide Rosh Hashiach, and they put up the machitzas. The Gemara assumes that everybody agrees that a machitzah that was done on Shabbos itself by Goyim is fine, is wonderful. We had, if you remember, a machloikis earlier on in the Masechta about a lechi that was put up on Shabbos by a Goy, whether or not you could rely on that. That was a machloikis. But Kuli Yalam Moed, the Gemara finished off in a machitzah who atsuya me'atzma, not that I made it in violation of Shabbos, but Goyim put up on Shabbos, you have now bona fide Rosh Hashiachid. So now it's mukaf from all four sides. I didn't have them do it. They did it for their own purposes. And so therefore, you should be able to go walk and carry. But I can't walk and carry because I got my tchum problem. I only have 2,000 amos. Okay? So I'm stuck. I can carry in the 2,000. So now, Freik the Gemara, I can walk the 2,000 amos, but says Rav Huna, I can only metal to dalad amos. Why? Why can't you go beyond the 2,000 amos, and for that matter, carry in the 2,000 amos itself and beyond? Says the Gemara that Rav Huna, the emesin mitzad ikra din is masenter of Nachman, that you would be able to go and carry al yedei zrika. The problem over here is you have a gezeira shem yimoshich acher chavtsoi. What I'm afraid is, if you're going to go and throw the ball, guess what happens? He's trying to do batting practice because he wants to be accepted this year at the Yankees, Knicks, or wherever the guys that throw balls. And he's hoping that he's going to really develop his right arm. It's his left arm. And he made a boo-boo and it didn't go very far. And he wants to get that ball back. So he might go beyond the 2,000 numbers to retrieve it. But you can't go beyond the 2,000 numbers. But, you know, he's going to get so enthusiastic about the sport or whatever he's doing. So Rav Huna is goyzer, I'm afraid, shem yimoshech acher chavtsoi, and he's going to go beyond the 2,000 amos, and that's why you say, Mister, sorry, you cannot go and carry even al yedei zrika. I'm afraid of about paying me the tato. Let him be able to go mimetalto in the 2,000 amos, ki orche. Like, no, because after all, it's now a bona fide Rosh Hashiachid as a result of these machitzas. Okay, it doesn't help you for the tchum, but it should help you for the carrying. Let him be able to carry back and forth in the 2,000 amos itself. There you don't have a shema yimoshech svara. We've had this concept a number of times so far in the beginning of Sechta, that this is a machitza, meaning his 2,000 amos, it's like a machitza. There were no machitzas there ever. But it's like a machitza shenifetza b'milua, which is open totally l'makam ha'asalua to that additional 1,000 amos. Why is it asaloi that additional 1,000 amos? Because of the shema yimashech. Because you cannot carry over there because of the fact that if you were to go and throw the ball and then shema yimashech, says Rav Huna, no, that's no good. So therefore, don't even think about carrying in that area. So it's a makam ha'asalua. A machitza nifta b'milua, the makam asala makes his 2,000 amos now also oster in carry. So we have a fairly wide ranging machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says not only can you carry within the 2,000 amos, you can even carry beyond al yedei zrika. While Rav Huna says you do not even have a right to carry anything more than your dalet amos within the 2,000 amas.
It's because it's a why can't you carry it? Forget the going, coming, and putting up machitzas. A person is out in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, I'm stuck here for Shabbos, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And Kona Shvista here.
Mm-hmm.
He has 2,000 amas each direction.
Right.
He can carry within the 2,000 amas?
4 amas he can carry.
He can carry four, just no more than 4?
No more than 4 amas.
Pochus Me'arba, okay.
That's it. Pochus Me'arba. Chiyav Rav, when the Chiyav Rav on the surface of the Yovi Akos Vashlishi Vachri Benem, Chiyav Rav Omar Mahalach Alpayim Amar, rather 2,000 Amas, everybody agrees, Umetaltum Alpayim Amar, and you can go and carry in the 2,000. You can't go beyond, but you're not limited to the 4 Amas, you have the full 2,000 Amas. Says Yimar Dem Kiman. This Lechoy doesn't stim, the Loikra of Nachman, he holds Zerika even beyond, the Loikra of Huna that says you only have 4 Amas. The Gemara says, therefore, Chiyav Barav must be a mistake. Why does it have to be a mistake? Says Rashi, because why would Rav Huna hold that you can only go to Dalar Amis? Why didn't Rav Huna hold, like Rav Nachman, that you can go and carry not only in the 2,000 Amis, but even through Zrika? Because Rav Huna was concerned, Shem Yimashech. So once you say Shem Yimashech, okay, so I cannot go beyond my 2,000 Amis. That's what Chiyav Rav obviously holds. Only carrying the 2,000 amas. But once you hold that way, then the natural next step would be like Rav Huna says, that Mishum dehada mechitza shenifritza b'milua l'mokam ha'asala, since between the 2,000 amas and the 1,000 amas, there are no partitions, there are no walls, it becomes one large mass of land within these mechitzas. It's totally porutz. So based on normal Eruvin and carrying principles, you would not be able to carry within your 2,000 Amas. You'd be stuck with 4. So how do Chiyav Rav stop and say, I accept the first half of Rav Huna, but I don't accept the second half? It's a package deal. Says Yigmar, you know, you're right. Eima metalta ba'arba. Even Chiyav Rav would also agree to Rav Huna that you can only carry in the Dalar Amas, not the Alpayim Amas. So that's not a third view, that's the second view. So throw in v'chein om Rebchiyah Barav, just like Rav Huna, that the mechitzas have not helped you to be able to go and carry. You can continue walking to 2,000 amas, that hasn't changed, and you can keep on carrying 4 amas, also nothing has changed.
So get the distinction between Rav Huna and Shmuel and Rav Huna / Chiyav Rav. Within the original 2,000 amas, after the Goyim put up the machitzas, a person's there, he can only carry pachos medalot amos within the 2,000 amos zone. No, he can never carry 5, 6, 7, 8 amos.
According to Chiyav Barav with Rav Huna. Correct.
According to Nachum Bar Shmuel, he has 2,000 amos, and he can carry without any restriction within those 2,000 amas?
And even beyond the 2,000, he can carry.
When he gets to the 2,000 amas line, he can start tossing.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Exactly right. Says Yimah Omle Rav.
So if the according to Puna, it's considered like a mother or something that just sniffers from low, and therefore it osers even. In other words,
even the area that's mutter.
Even at the area that would be mutter becomes
pollutes it. It contaminates it with this.
Well, we've had that story before, like a movie that's poured totally been miluay to a chotzer chotzer.
So in general, he holds though that a mechitza that was made on Shabbos is an effective mechitza. As long as it won't even start.
Correct. Exactly.
Right.
Mitzarikra din, it's an effective mechitza, but the problem is that it happens to be poured l'mokam ha'asala. That's why we are in trouble.
So since it's poured, so he can walk. We just can't carry. Can't
to answer your question and to dramatize it, what happens if instead of having 2,000 and 1,000, what happens if the Goyim made mechitz exactly around his 2,000 amas? Exactly 2,000, not one amma more. Until Shabbos, or till this point, he was not able to go and carry.
Right.
Why not? Because it was open.
Right.
4 amas, but not more than that. 3.99. As a result of putting up the mechitz, and now they can go and carry back and forth all 2,000 amas, according to everybody, even according to Rav Huna, because it's not poritz l'mokam asala, and there's no svar of Shem Yimashech, because the whole 2,000 amas now is all totally contained, and not one amma more. And if they did only 1999, even better. But the point is, then you would have the benefit of those mechitzes, it is a good rishus yachim to be able to go and carry. The only problem is that since they were very, very generous and they gave us 2001 is not a good example, 2005 amis, oy, so now if it goes beyond the 2004 amis, that bull will get stuck, I'm going to retrieve it, shemi moshech, therefore I'm not allowed to go beyond my 2000, and mameila, it's now poris lamokam asala, and the whole thing becomes us.
But Rav Nachman Shmuel says, even before the goyim come, that 2000 amis, he can carry them openly,
within 4 amas.
Always
pachos.
But isn't this a
karmelis? A karmelis has a din midrabon. The chacham were machmed that it has a status like a rishus rab. You can't go and carry more than 4 amas. Zokti mara amli Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. By typical aid d'shmur. Rav Nachman says, don't argue with me. Remember, Rav Nachman was saying the name of Shmuel, so he was not the original author of this din. He said the name of Shmuel. He said, don't argue with Shmuel, because I'm going to show you that I would not goizer this Shemi Yimashik. The sign you can all say, the famous Shabraisa like him, the sign it says in the Braisa, on the Yom Hadays. What happens if a person put out an Erev, and he wants to walk all the way to his Mokam Erev? In other words, he put up an Erev from before Shabbos, in other words, Benesh Moshe's time, and now he wants to go and walk from the Mokim Erev 2,000 Amis, and he starts walking these Psiois Ketanois, like we said, or Benoinios, and now he's walked 2,000 Amis, and they called to Midos Mechatzio Ir, and his 2,000 Amis end in the middle of a city. You're allowed to go and be metaltal in the entire city. Now, when we say metaltal, it's talking about because that city has, in fact, four walls, so therefore they have machitzas, and he walked there, and he's allowed to go and carry there. Now, one second. Even though he's allowed to carry b'chol ir kula, ubuvad shlo yavar es etchum baraglav, but he doesn't have the right to go over the tchum. Meaning, if you live within a city, like all of us do, so then your Tchum Shabbos doesn't even start being counted or measured until you go beyond the city limits. And even beyond the city limits, you get the benefit of another 70 and two-thirds Amis if you have houses within that Mokim, within that area from the wall of, or from the outskirts of the city. So therefore, you get the entire ear. But that's not the case over here. Over here, we're talking about a person that already left his city. He had his 2,000 amas mitzat ikradin. He put down an Erev. Now he has another 2,000 amas. And that 2,000 amas lands him in the twin city, the city next door. And that's the reason why he put up the Erev in the first place. But that Erev only gets him 2,000 amas to the middle of the city. He's not able to go beyond that chum. You don't get the same benefit of the entire length and width of the city. That's why I was telling you not. That's why we're here today, to make an official statement. There are other times as well that you get the entire place, and that's when the Mishnah said if he was taken out by Goyim or Ruach Ra, and then they Nosnu Le'ir Acheris and Nosnu Bedir B'Soyar, then according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Blaz Ben Azariah, Rabbi Blaz Ben Azariah can walk Mahalach Eskula. Even there, there's a Machlekes. But that was when he was taken and schlepped out against his will. Here we're talking about a person that is doing what he's supposed to do. He has 2,000. He has another 2,000 based on his Eder, but that 2,000 ends where it ends. You don't get one inch more. So Bavad Juliav is at Chum Beraklev. So now,
it's an iron curtain,
if you will. Safrei Tigmar Yet, B'mai Metaltel. This price on the surface, l'chayra, is an oxymoron. It doesn't make sense. We say, he's allowed to carry the entire city from beginning to end. But don't walk beyond your tchum, half of the city. How can he go and carry beyond this tchum? Not that he's physically carrying, but by throwing. Oh, why don't we go and say Shem Yimashich? And once we say Shem Yimashich, then we'll go and say it's Nifritz with Meluai to the other side. So Rav Huna, it should say that you're not allowed to go and carry more than 4 Amis. And here it says that you're allowed to go and carry the entire city. Is the Chassimin a riot to Shmuel that I'm not goizer on this Shem Yimashich? And Baruch Hashem, he came in the middle of the city. He can keep on carrying the entire city, even though he's only allowed to go and walk halfway in the city. The choyach shtarkarayit to Shmuel. Ravuna sinishka kasha. Loi al yedei meshicha. We're not talking about through zrika. We're talking through meshicha. What it means meshicha? There's an existing object in that second half of the city where I'm not allowed to walk. But the good news is that there's a nice little rope that is extending from that object to where I'm standing in my first half of the city. And I'm schlepping it in. Normally I wouldn't be able to go and schlep it. I'm schlepping, it's a long rope, and that object is 100 amas away, and I'm carrying and I'm moving it 100 amas. So normally this would be prohibited. Says the Gemara, it is permitted to go and schlep at the 100 amas. Why not? Why don't they say Shemi Yimashech? Says Rashi, you only say Shemi Yimashech about an object that was previously in your Rishus, and therefore you have an emotional or a sentimental attachment to it, and you want to get it back. Here you're talking about that the other object was beyond his Rishus the entire time. It was on the other half of the city. He just wants to bring it now to him for the first time. I'm not worried about Shemi Yimashech. He's going to go after the object in the other side of the city because he thinks to himself, worse comes to worse. If I didn't do a good job in schlepping the object, no, akapuras, I won't get the object. It doesn't
he's
bother.
He's dragging something into his tchum. I feel this is so counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Here you have an object outside his tchum.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a temper, but it's outside his tchum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because it's in the city, suddenly we're saying now it's mutter for him to drag. His zone of permissible activity is defined by his Shabbos, his makom shvisa.
That's in terms of walking, not in terms of carrying. So since he, Baruch Hashem, landed up with his 2,000 amas in the middle of the city, where everybody in the city has been carrying because, Baruch Hashem, it has walled all around, or it has a kosher eruv all around, so therefore, he is allowed to also carry in that city. The problem is he cannot walk in that part of the city because it's beyond his tchum. Fine, so he'll carry without walking.
So it's a hybrid situation. He can carry, but he can't walk.
Exactly. Well, this is really what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel was saying all along. Yidra Yidei Zrika. Says Rav Huna, but then that's going to be a nakad kasha on me. So therefore, Yidei Meshicha. Why is Meshicha different than Zrika? Says Rashi, you only have a Gzeira Shem Yimashich if you have an emotional attachment to that object. Like the Gemara says, Odom Roitze V'Kav Shaloi Metisha Kav V'Shachaver. If it's yours, you want to get it back. So if you throw it out and you thought it's going to come back and it doesn't, it's only drabanan, you know, and it's not that far. It's only 3 amas, 5 amas, 8 amas. Then he's going to walk beyond his Tchum Shabbos. So they made Xavier, you're not going to do that. However, if it's an object that never belonged to him, he just wants to bring it into his Rishus for the first time. No, if he's successful, he's successful. And if not, he says, okay, sure, I wasn't successful. Maybe next time. Okay, Nushtiko. Om Ravuna. Again, he was going and measuring out his Erev on Shabbos. In other words, he's going beyond his 2,000. He's going another 2,000. And his Mida ends, his 2,000 Amos, in the middle of a Chotzer. He only gets the benefit of walking until that Chatzi Chotzer. You know, what does he establish? What's the Chiddush of Erev Shaitach? That's where his Mida ends, that's where it ends. No, I'm not saying that the chiddush of Rav Huna is that he doesn't have more than the half of the chatzer. My chiddush is that he has the chatzi chatzer.
It's a small instance of what we just
said. Yes, yeah, so what's the chiddush of it? I would say that since he landed up in the middle of a chatzer, he says to himself, yeah, if I can go this half, I can't go the whole chatzer. Come on, give me a break. Pinked over here and right in the middle of the chatzer. And so therefore, it's not only the tiltuli bekula, but that he's going to go and walk bekula. And if he has an object, he's going to go and carry it. But you're not allowed to go beyond your tchum. So I would think if you're smack in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a chatzer, he's going to say, let me at least go to the end of the chatzer. No. Kamash Malon says, Rav Huna, I'm not choshish that the person is automatically going to go intuitively and instinctively another half. We give him the right until half, not more, not less. And that's what his rights are, wherever his midah ends. 2 dots. Om Rav Nachman. We go back to the Omer Aleph, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna had a machloikis, and Omer Rav Nachman moideli Huna. Rav Huna, although Rav Huna, in the case where the goyim went and put around that additional wall, Rav Huna said, now you're stuck in terms of you can only carry Dal Ramis because of the Shema Yimoshech, and now it's Poritz Mimeluai Lamokim or Osala. So Rav Nachman, Rav Huna will agree to me in the following. Rav Nachman refers to Rav Huna by his name without the Rav, because they were colleagues. So Rav Nachman says, Moid Lihuna, Hoya Moided Uba, the kolta midosi al tzfas tikra mutal etalta b'chol abayis. What happens if, again, you did your 2,000 amis, and guess what, your 2,000 amis end right in front of a house where you have a tikra, you have the ceiling, the roof of the house, and that wall of the house is open, as if there was a big wind or a big storm, and the front of the house came down, the facade came down, and you still have the tikra there on top, you're allowed to go, although you may only be able to walk until the house, because that's where your mida ends, but you can be metalta, you can be zorek b'chol habayis. Now the question is, manishtana, why would Rav Huna agree in this case? Why didn't he say again? He's going to throw it into the house, shem yimashech. He's going to throw the object, and guess what? He's going to, the object does not ricochet, and he's going to walk into the house. You're not allowed, it's beyond your 2,000 amos. My time, the reason why Rav Huna would agree over here is, hoyu the tikras habayis chivetes, because we look upon the tikra of the house as if it comes tumbling down, like a pitikra yoded v'soysim. But it's not mamish pitikra yoded v'soysim. We're not trying to make new machitzas over here. We're trying to look into the person's mind, and we say to him, since he realizes that this is now a new rishus, if you will, he ended his walking until smack in front of this house, he sees this house, he can throw the ball in, and if the ball gets stuck in the house, he realizes, I'm not allowed to go. This is a big no trespassing sign. It's not an actual sign, it's a virtual sign, because of this pitikra, as if it's chayvet, as if it comes tumbling down, that I know that if I walk over the shvel, over the threshold, over that wall, it's going to come down on my head. Oh boy, I'm going to have a terrible headache. So therefore, it's nikkur golav yodua lecholu amim, and to this person, that if he throws the object, he's stuck, he won't be able to go further in terms of trying to retrieve it.
We had earlier that if a person has a tchum, mm-hmm. and there's these huts, these bogren, it extends his tchum. Why doesn't this house extend his tchum? Here his tchum ends...
It only extends it at the beginning, it doesn't extend it at the end. In other words, you live in a town, where the town ends, you have after that burgonin, where you have houses. As long as each one of them is within 70 and two-thirds of each other, you get extensions.
You can chain them together and extend it.
And you can extend it another 1,000 miles.
You can't do it at the end.
Right, only in the beginning. Okay. Exactly right. My time, however, tikkur zabai is chedetz. Om ravuna b'rei Rav Nosson, kitanoi. This machloik is between Rav Nachman and between the Rav Huna, the Gavi Shem Yimoshech, is a machlokes tanan. What's a machlokes tanan? Oh, we go back to our Mishnah. And that's how we got into this in the first place. It says in the Mishnah, what happens if Goyim or this Ruach Ra went and schlepped this individual to another city? Or Nasnu B'dir, or Yibesoya, or they placed him in a Dir Asoya, it's like a corral or a barn of some sort. What can he do now? I'm going to leave Reb Lozman Azariah Oymen Mahalach Eskula. He's allowed to go that entire ear. Now this is inconsistent, if you will, with what we've just been talking about until now. Like on the top of the Yomid, we said that Modir Ubav Kol Tzmidos Bechatzi Ir Mutal Letalt Bechol Ir Baru Uvavach Lo Yavar Esatchum. And here we're saying that he's Mahalech Eskula. How does this stim? And this is what Brother Shai was raising at the top of the Yomid. And the answer is because there's a difference between when the person went on his own volition or when he was schlepped out of his original residence and taken to another town. Because this was all against his will, it was done by either the Goyim or by Ruach Ra. So then, says Rav Gamliel, Rav Blazman Azariah, even before you get returned to your own place, Malach Eskul, at least you can go and walk the entire ear, the entire town. And if you got stuck in the middle of a deer or saya, you can walk the entire deer or saya. This everybody agrees to. Rav Yishuv, Rav Kiva, Oimrim, Ainli Ela Arbam, says Rav Yishuv, Rav Kiva, that even in this case, you only get Arbam. So in other words, it's no different than the case at the top of the Amud, where we said in the Braisa, that if your Tchum Shabbos ended right smack in the middle of the city, you're stuck. You can't go one block more, you can't go one Amma more. You're stuck there. So you only get 4 Ammas. Same thing over here, even though this was against your will, it's a lechuli iracheres with dear b'soyar. You only get your 4 amos, and that's it, not an amamor. Okay, says the Gemara. That's the halacha there in the Mishnah. So my love, Ram Gamliel, Rav Blazman Azariah, the Omer Mahaliches Kula, to legazi hiluch dear b'soyar, or to hiluch bebika. Umedhiluch otahiluch legazri, tiltul otahiluch is also legazri. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is this halacha that we just quoted from our Mishnah, that if the Ruach Ra placed him in a city, deer or soyar, you have the benefit of the entire city, deer or soyar. What happens if in fact the Ruach Ra deposited him not in a city, but in the middle of a bika, in the middle of no man's land? Kuliyam Moide, you would only have Dalet Amos. How do I know that? Look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the, go back to yesterday's Mishnah. It starts off Mishoitziu, Nochem Oy Ruach Ra, Ein Loi Ela Dalet Amos. You only get 4 Amos. If they schlepped you away from your town, from your city, from your home, it's a terrible thing. Either Nochem did it or Ruach Ra did it. Makes a difference. You only get 4 Amos. Skipping a line. Says the Mishnah, Haluchu, Liracheres, or Nesnovader, Messiah. Then Gamliel goes to Isaiah, says, then you give him Halachas Kula. Rabbi Shuvah and Mekiva says, no difference. Ainli Ela Dalet Amos. Same thing. So Gemara assumes now, what's the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel goes to Azariah and Rabbi Shuvah and Rabbi Kiva? To make things easier, just talk about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, Mahalachis Kula, because I am not gozer the case of the ear and the deer and sohar, or to the case of the bika. It's true, the bika you only get your dalet amos. However, if you had the mazel that they schlepped you into ira cheres or dira sayar, mahalach is kula. While again, Rabbi Kiva says, no, you only get your dalet amos. This is my lavan gomliya, Rabbi Blazman Azariah, the omer mahalach is kula, doi gazri, hiluch dir vesayar, otu hiluch bika. Then that goes there, a hiluch dir vesayar, that if a person says to himself, oh, if I get stuck through the goyim, I can go the entire Deir Vesoyer, the entire city. So if I ever get stuck in a bik, I'll also be able to go many, many Amos, 2,000 Amos, or 10,000 Amos, or whatever. That's what I might have thought. No, we're not Gozer. Bik is 4, here, Hilach Deir Vesoyer, and city as much as you want. In other words, the entire city of the entire Deir Vesoyer. Umin Hilach Ote Hilach Legazi. If they're not Gozer Hilach Ote Hilach, then Tiltu Ote Hilach Ulto Legazi. Then they're not Goizer tiltul otahiluch. Now, what means tiltul otahiluch? And not goizer in the case of the goyim went and put that fence around you, that machitza. Remember, what's the case of Ramachman and Mashmul and Afuna? You had your 2,000 amis, and then a goy went and built an additional enclosure around you, an additional 1,000 amis, 3,000 amis. So, what did Ramachman say? No problem, you can be Zorek in that additional 1,000 Amos. Said Rav Huna, no, Shema Yimashech. What's the problem? No problem of the throwing. The Shema Yimashech is that you might come to go and walk beyond your 2,000 Amos. That's why on the Amid Aleph, they say, says Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, he would hold like Rav Gamliel of Lozman Azariah, I'm not goyzer about the tiltul ot hiluch. I'm not worried that Shem Yimoshech and he's going to walk more than 2,000 amos. I'm not goyzer hiluch met hiluch met tiltul met hiluch. I'm not goyzer. Rav Shira Rav Kiva Da'imram Engle Ela Arba Amos. Why would they hold the only gets Arba Amos? The Gazri hiluch dir besayer ot hiluch. The bika, because just like a bika, you only get 4. They feel that in Deir Vesoyer you should also only get 4, because otherwise people will confuse the cases. I mean, hiluch to hiluch gazri. If the goyzer one case for the other case, in other words, ear, deer, Vesoyer, or to bika, then I bazoi is tiltul or to hiluch nami gazri. Then they will certainly also be goyzer in the case of the tiltul agav hiluch. Now, although the Gemara uses the term tilto, it really means hiluch oto hiluch. That as a result of the Shema Yimashech, he's going to continue beyond the 2,000 amos. Oh, just like I'm afraid in the other case that if I'm going to allow my ear to dear Messiah 2,000 amos or the entire place, then a person is going to go and by the case of the Bika, he also thinks that he's able to walk a tremendous amount and he's really stuck in 4 amos. So, we have that gezeira, so tilta ota hiluch nami gazri. Then there, the goyzer in our case of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, where you have that additional 1,000 amos enclosed by the goyim in these machitzes, and goyzer don't allow for tiltul, because if you throw the object, Shemi Moshech, he's going to walk more. So the Chorya, the din of Shemi Yimashech would be totally in the Machloikis of our Mishnah, so the Machloikis Amayroim of Rav Nachman of Shmuel and Rav Huna. The Chorya would be the same Machloikis as Rav Gamliel and Rav Akiva of our Mishnah. So you want me, Mike? You have no right. Vilma Kit Gazi, Kugazi Rav Gamliel, Rav Lozman Azaria, Hiluch, Sayer, the deer, or the Hiluch Beka. I'm sorry, Dilma Ki, Loi Gazim Gavina Belazman Azari, when are they not Goizer? In the case of Deir Vesayer, or to Hilak Bika. Why? Because those Hani Mili Hosam Nishne Mekoyim is saying. These are two separate places. I mean, what's the likelihood of a Yid getting schlepped 1 week by Ruach Roa into a Bika, and then a week later he's going to go and be schlepped into a Deir Vesayer, and he's going to go and say, well, Deir Vesayah, let's go and do it in the reverse. The first week the Ruach Roa schlepped him into another city, or Deir Vesayah. Next week he schlepped him into a Bika. And he was saying, well, I remember last week when I asked the Ruach, he told me I could walk the entire city. And I could walk the entire Deir Vesayah. So if I'm in a Bika, I could probably walk all of these farms over here. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm just walking.
Well, the Ruach Roa is not really going to be consistent anyway.
Okay. The Ruach Roa went away after he woke up Shabbos morning, and he said, where am I? Anyway, Ezok Yimara. So what's the likelihood the person is going to shtel to one case to the other? Come on, these are two separate cases. I will tilt to the mokim there. There I can understand where everybody might agree that shemi yimashich, because that's such a likely scenario. That once you're in such a bika of 2,000 amos, and then if the goyim were to go and enclose it and make it a rishus hayochid, and you're going to go and say, well, you can go and be metal to the other 1,000 amos, it's very likely that shem yimashach. That's a good reason to go and be goyzer. Maybe they'll also be goyzer. Rabbi Shuba, Rabbi Kiva, Nami, Mimayda, Mishum, the Gazri, who says that the reason why Rabbi Shuba, Rabbi Kiva hold that you're only allowed to go and carry Bedir, Vesoyer, Be'ir, only 4 amos because of Exeid, Mishum, Beka, to Mishum, the Kosabri, Ki, Amrin, Kolabayas, Kulik, Arba Amas, Tommy, Hanami, Lech, Lishavas, Ba'av, Machin, Tabim, Boy, Joim, Avalech, Lishavas, Ba'av, Machin, Tabim, Boy, Joim, Loi. It's very, very possible that the reason why they said Dalar Amas has nothing to do with Exeidah. They hold me Ikar Adim. You want the benefit of an entire house. You want the benefit of an entire city. Be shoveis in that house or in that city. By the way, that's what the person did originally. He was shoveis. And therefore you have the benefit every Shabbos to walk the entire house and the entire city. And another 2,000 amos beyond that city. But that's because you were shoveis l'chatchila b'mokim the avra mechitzin by jai. But over here, unfortunately, that he was schlepped away by the Ruach Ro or by the Goyim, it's unfortunate, but Lemaisa, he was not Shoivis in those Mechitzes Mabaijai, so he doesn't get the benefit of anything more than the 4 amos, regardless of where he landed up through the Goyim of the Ruach Ro. He could have landed on the moon, he could have landed in California, it makes no difference. You only get Dal Rames, not because of Xerois, because he was not Shoivis in those Mechitzes Mabaijai. Okay, so we wanted to say that the Shaila of Shemi Moshech, which is the Machloikis between Rav Nachman and Shmuel and Rav Huna, is Machloikis of Tanoim and our Mishnah. And the Gemara said, Nishkarai, it could very well be that they might hold contrary positions in our case of the Shemi Moshech. So they have no right. But now the Gemara says, okay, now that we've had this very exciting and illuminating discussion, how do we paskin Om Marav Hilchasikram Gamliel, Bedir, the Soyar Usfina. Ushmul Amar Hilchasagam Gamliel Besvina Avabadir Besoyar Loi. So, what is this Svina case? We haven't spoken about this, but this is back in our Mishnah of yesterday. Again, if you go back to the Mishnah, after we finished discussing about the ear, deer, the Soyar, that in Gamliel Rabbi Lozman Azari say, Ham Halachas Kula. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva says you only have Dalar Amis. Then they brought a story about Master Shemoy Palderason, the name of a place. The Fligus of Venosa Bayom and the Sfina was traveling on the sea. Ramgamir Rablozman Azariah Holchu Eskula. They went the entire Shabbos, the entire length and breadth of the Sfina, back and forth. That was more than Dalar Amis. Ramgamir Rablozman Azariah felt that you're allowed to. Then why do they feel that you're allowed to? Because Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lozman Azariah Lishitasa, that they held that if you are shoveis in that ir acheris dir v'soyhar, you get mahalachis kula. Here in the ship, you also get mahalachis kula. And as we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi already brought this in the Mishnah, because the Svina has walls. So in a sense, this is a better case than the case of the Mishnah of the dir v'soyhar, because there he was schlepped against his will. Here, he started off Shabbos in the Svina, and the Svina has walls, and so therefore, he's allowed to walk the entire length and breadth. While Rav Shimon Kiva said, no, only Dalet Amos, not more, not less. You can't go more than the Dalet Amos. And then the Mishnah said something very curious. Shiratzu lahachmir al atman. They wanted to be machmir. And the Gemara is going to ask shortly, what do you mean this is a chumrah? Don't they hold this lahalacha just like they hold by the deer, v'soyer, and ear? You only have four amas. You have four amas and a bikkur. You have four amas and an ear. You have four amas and a deer, v'soyer. So they hold four amas in a svina. What is their rotzu lahachmir al atman? The Gemara is going to talk about that shortly. But in the meantime, everybody agrees to Ram Gamliel lahalacha. Did you have mahalach chus? Says Zok Tigmar back here to Mem Beis Amid Beis. Amarav Ilchel Ram Gamliel b'Dibur Sayer Usvina. Shmuel says Lachusah b'Svina b'Dibur Sayer Loi. Tkuli Amam Mias Halacha Ram Gamliel b'Svina. Everybody agrees Svina mahalach chuskula. My time. What's the reason why Amarav? Very simple. Hayu b'Shavas ba'Aver Machitzin b'Boyjoyim. Svina is much, much better than Ir Divasaya, because there the person was originally in Mokoyim Aleph, and then unfortunately as a result of the Goyim or the Ruach Ra, he was schlepped to Mokoyim Beis, and then we have a Gansa Machloikis. Do you only have Dalet Amos? Do you have Malachas Kula? Are you talking about Ir Divasaya, Vika, etc.? But here we're talking about that when he was on the ship, Mib Oijoyim, the ship had its machitzois, and he had the benefit of those machitzois, and Bein HaShemoshes had the machitzois, and so therefore he can go the entire length and breadth according to Rabba, according to Ram Gamliel. Everybody agrees, Bisvina by Ram Gamliel. Reb Zeir Omar, I have a totally different reason. Because Svina is always on the run. It never stops. And since it never stops, he never is koina mok and shvitz of Dal Ramis. He's koina an unlimited, unrestricted shvitz. Actually, has over here three interesting pshatim. We'll just go through the... Let's look at the third pshat, which Rashi says Ze'ikr. If you look four lines from the bottom of the Yomid in the Rashi, in the middle of the line, you see where there's a pintala there, and then Lamed Alef is Lishna Achrena, another pshat. Kaloimar, Kisha Oikir es Ragloi, Koinim Shiani Chena. Let's say we're getting now to Benish Moshe's time. The person is walking on the ship. As he picks up his leg, before he has a chance to put it down, the Svina is moving. The Svina doesn't say, okay, let's see that this person is going to be Shoy B'Shvisa right over here. Let's stop for a moment. The Svina is moving. They don't care where the person is, Shoy B'Shvisa, where he's walking, going, coming. He, as long as he stays within the boat and he doesn't jump over. So, before he puts his foot down, guess what? The Svina is running more than four amas further. V'havale, and it's like Kimishoitziu Nachrim Chutzmar Ramois. It's like the case of our Mishnah that the Goyim schlepped him, the captain of the ship, who must be a Goy, otherwise he wouldn't be traveling on Shabbos. He schlepped him out of his arba amas and asnu b'toich arba amas acheres. He put him to another dalet amas. Shenoisli arba amas. You keep on giving arba amas, and guess what? V'chein la'olam. And the next step, he gets another arba amas and another amas. So there, v'chein la'olam ze ikar. So therefore, says Rashi, that's the ikar pshat. According to Reb Zeira, why we paskin both Rav and Shmuel like Ram Gamliel? The Svina, because he wasn't Shoyvis in Dalet Amos, he was Shoyvis in the entire Svina, because as he's walking, the Svina keeps on moving. So he doesn't stay in one place. He's on the go during that entire Bnei Shmoshes. Okay, so we have two nice answers why we pass on the Ram Gamliel. Pray tomorrow, my bin, I will be enough to commit at these two reasons. What happens if sometime during Shabbos, unfortunately, there's a storm wind and the walls of the Svina come tumbling down? But Baruch Hashem, the boat still is afloat and they're able to go on the boat. Can they go and walk the entire boat kula? So, according to the reason of Rabbah, because he showed his Ba'aber Machitzes, sorry, fellow, there are no more Aber Machitzes left. Now you can only go Dalet Amos. According to Reb Zeira, however, the reason is because he had an unlimited Shvisa, because the Shvisa wasn't just an Arba Amos. It kept on moving during the Bnei Shmoshes as he put his foot up and put his foot down. Picked his foot up and put it down. So therefore, even if the Defiant Phoenix fell down, who cares? That's not the reason why he has the entire boat. He has it because of his Mokum Shvisa at the beginning of Shabbos. Inami, another case, but Koyfus Mesfina Lesfina. What happens if there are two Sfinas, one next to each other, and he jumps from one onto the other? Okay, so says Rashi, since he's not being Shobis in the same machitzas that he was Shobis at the beginning of Shabbos, that was a svara of Rabbah. I was Shobis by Avram Machitzas, my boy John. I wasn't Shobis in the Avram Machitzas of this boat. It was on boat one and not on boat two. So you lose it. Mashenken, according to Reb Zeira, a person has an unlimited, unrestricted Shvisa, because as he wanted to be Shobis Dalet Amis, the boat was on the move. So he can move even Kaifas Besilasim. Frank Dimar, both Rabba and Reb Zeira say sound reasons. Reb Zeira, my tamali yom krabba. Why did they learn like Rabba? Every boat has nice machitzas. All Malofi told him because machitzas lavriach mayim asuyas, that not all machitzas are the same. You don't say just because of the machitza, oh, I have a machitza, because it depends. If the machitza is to assist the people that are inside the boat, that would be a good machitza. Here, it's acting as a protective shield against having the water enter into the boat. And therefore, it doesn't have that same shame machitza that we need.
It's the same thing, though.
Because getting off the boat and coming in the boat.
And keeping out the water is machitzas for the people, just like machitzas for a house keep out the bad weather and burglars and other troubles. Why are machitzas of a boat keeping out water different from machitzas of a house keeping out elements?
Look at the top Rashi. Avriach mayim asuyos v'loy chashivi machitzos lasuy svina kula ka'arba amos. These machitzas were not designed to enclose the people that are on the boat. It was designed to protect them from being washed away by a sudden storm and having the water come over the side.
I don't see the difference. I mean, a machitza is a machitza.
I hear you loud and clear.
If it's protecting them from the water, it's protecting them, you know, it's enclosing them for Shabbos.
I'm assuming, as you recall, in the beginning of the Masechta, we said that Shi'urin, Mechitzin and Chatzitzin are halacha l'moish mi'sinai. Apparently, this is one of the halachas of the mechitza. Okay. It's got to be not only for the outside, but also for the inside, and it's only designed for one major purpose. Anyway, that's why Reb Zeira doesn't learn like Rabba. Obviously, Rabba disagrees, and so therefore, Rabba probably holds what you're thinking. For Rabba, my time with Reb Zeira, why did he say the reason of the sphere is constantly on the move, and therefore, a person has an unrestricted amount that he can walk? And because during the Benish Moshes, the Sfina was moving, he says, because in fact, if during Benish Moshes time, the Sfina was constantly moving, then everybody would agree, Sai Ram Gamliel, and even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, that you could go and be Mahalach as Kula, because you don't have a restricted Dalet Amis, you have a very broad, unlimited Dalet Amis, the entire Sfina. Keep looking, where's the machlekes b'sha'am? If during the time of the Benish Moshes, the captain says, well, here it's Benish Moshes time, I know that gets into halachic issues, let's take a break, I'm going to go and drink a coffee, I don't have to make kiddush because after all I'm not Jewish, but all these Jews will have something to talk about, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, hold like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Kiva, you know what? Amda. Ah, so now it's ba'amda, now I got my machlokes, says Rabba. What's my machlokes? According to Ram Gamliel and according to his colleague Reb Lozman Azaria, we're going to be allowing to, you think this was after he was already appointed, that's where they're sharing the Nesias?
Yes, that's right.
Could be. Anyway, so the Ram Gamliel and Reb Lozman Azaria both hold Mahalach is Kula. Why Mahalach is Kula? But it's amda. Makes a difference because I hold like Rabba that Svina has the machitzos. As long as the shavus is machitzos, so just like you can go your entire town, your entire city, if it has machitzos, here too, I got my machitzos and I can walk the entire boat. However, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they will disagree because they do not hold of machitzos. They hold these machitzos al avriach mayim. And if it's umd, I don't have the benefit of the sword of Reb Zeira, holus fina like losai. So therefore, the machlokes is taken by the umd case, not by the mehalachas case. I'll bring you right in Malachas. We're not talking a machlokes when the Sfina is moving, but rather when the Sfina was stationary during Bein HaShemashes. Mimai, how do I know? Meritani, because it says in the Mishnah, Mai is Yeshua Mibhal Darisin, Mibhal Darosim, Mithlig Sfina Osam, Bayom, Ram Gamir, Rabbi Shul Lazim Nazari, Holch was Kula, Rabbi Shul Rabbi Kivalo Zazim, Mi Arba Amois, Shuat Lahachmir Al Atzmon. See, more is bothered with What is this rotsu lahachmir al atzman? L'choyre b'shua and Rabbi Kiva b'izoz mi arba amas, because you're not allowed to go more than arba amas. That's your shmisa. Because after all, if, assuming it was a case of umda, that's where the boat stopped, and therefore you can only go 4 amas, you can't go more than that. So if you're going to tell me that there's no machlokes maleches, everybody agrees maleches that you have the right to go. Kula, hainviktani rotsu. That's why it says that these two, Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, were machmir, because dilma amda. In other words, this Svina has been doing a great job. It's been traveling already, Baruch Hashem, 100 nautical miles, or whatever the things are called, every hour. It's doing a great job. It's moving, it's on the move, it's going from here to Alaska. We're still going to see Gevuras HaBoyer. We're going to go and see these huge icebergs. Ah, Sazan Gugur Gevaldik. So, these, however, they thought to themselves, you know, maybe whilst we were coughing, or whilst we were sneezing, maybe for 1 second the boat stopped. And the boat, when it stopped at the moment in Benish Marshes. And if that's what happens, then we only have 4 amas. I mean, it's unlikely. After all, this boat was on the move. The yam was, the Sfina was going, it was flying, it was doing a great job. You never know. It might have stopped for a second, nobody realized it, and it was at the moment of Benish Moshes, and therefore you only get Talavis. That's why it says Ratsu, that they were Machmir al Atzman, just to be on the safe side. Eliam is pligi, but if you're going to go and tell me that they actually argue by Malechus itself, and they're saying, Malechus, oh no, you don't have the benefit of the entire Svina. Why don't you have the benefit of the entire Svina? Because of the fact I don't hold of Reb Zeira Svara. I only hold, the only thing that you have is Rabba Svara. We don't hold of Rabba either, because we hold that these machitzes are lahavriach mayim asuyas. And therefore, hayrotsu lahachmir isurahu. As far as they're concerned, you now let it go beyond the 4 amas. Just like with the ear and deer and soyar, you're stuck for the 4 amas. You're on the Svini, you're also stuck. So what's the derotsu lahachmir? Is the chasimen that the machloikis is only legabe mahaleches? And as long as the thing was, when it was, I'm sorry, only by amda, only by amda, as long as the thing is malachas, there's nothing to worry about. Everybody agrees that you can go the entire sphere. That's why it says Ratzel Hachmir. Rav Ashi Basis and Namidek, I'll bring you another right from the Mishnah. Tiktoni, because the Mishnah talks about first the ear, dear Vesaya, and then it talks about the Svina. Tiktoni, Svina, to me, dear Vesaya. But dear Vesaya, the Kvi, just like those are full. Sorry?
They're stationary.
They're stationary, and they all have 4 walls. Asvina nami dekviya. The Svina is also stationary. And what means the stationary? That in the case of omda, not of mehaleches. And so therefore, by mehaleches, loy pligi, there's no machloikas, the God mehaleches, everybody would agree that you get your full kula. The only reason why they were machmir is because maybe amda at a moment, and therefore he's saying, yeah, yeah, I know that the machlok is because of amda, because the Vesayer is amda, so Sfin is nami amda. Anyway, bottom line is, how do we pass on the Rabacha, Berei, the Rav, the Ravashi, Hilchus, Agram, Gamliel, Bis, Sfina, Talach, Zakar, Gamliel, by Sfina. Frank, Timura, Hilchus, and Michal, the Pligi. The Chor, didn't everybody just conclude now, like Ram Gamliel? Now, what do you mean? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva disagree.
They agree in the halacha.
So Rav Acha, Rav said to Rav Ashi, Hilchasa, and Rav Ashi says, let me read the Mishnah again. Since the Mishnah says, Rotzel Hachmel Atzman, it sounds like Me'ikr Dedina, they also agreed to Ram Gamliel, but right, they had a special brisker chumra. If that's the case, Freit Yimara, will you see that there's a machloikis? Maybe everybody's on the same page, and Me'ikr Dedina, you can go kula. And no, no, in fact, there is a machlokes. For Tanya, like it says in the Braisa, Chananya Oimer kol Oisei Hayoim, which means Oisei Hayoim, says Rashi, when they were on the Svina, they weren't talking about politics, whether Trump should go and nominate a new the Supreme Court justice and that. We don't get bothered with that Nashkain. Rather, Yoshevu V'Donu B'Dvar Halacha. The whole time they were going back and forth, after all, with the Svina, they were going back and forth, and they were talking about the Inyan of can we go and walk the entire length and breadth of the Svina, or only Dal Ramis. And says now, Chananya Emesh last night, Dechriya Achi Abba, the brother of my father, as she says, that's Rabbi Yeshua, to Machriya, Halacha Gram Gamliel, Besvina. We do Paschal Gamliel. So by Rabbi Gamliel, everybody agrees he gets the full benefit of Kula. By Divisai, there are any machloikis, and we paskin like Rabbi Kiva that you only get your wherever you stop, Dalet Amos, but not more and not less than that. So bottom line, we see there is a machloikis, and therefore that's why we have to paskin like Gamliel to tell us crystal clearly that that's the halacha by Svi. Stop over here, Rabbi Sai. I give you Ben Shua to everyone. I give Machsima Toiva and Mir Shem. We're going to continue on the move with the Svina Vaita tomorrow with Tchumin Lamala Miasara. I hope everybody has an easy fast. Brokha Vatzlokha, as I mentioned. Hold it.